This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you want to know what I'm kind of most scared about? Spiders. I'm scared of spiders. Yes, getting old. Yes, yeah. There's something else. Okay, maybe I'm not most scared about. But okay, you want to know one of the multiple things that scare me? One of the multiple things that scare me is being accused of a crime that I didn't commit. What was that? Was that a movie years ago in the 80s? I don't know if it was My Alibi with Tom Selleck or something, but there was a movie where somebody got in trouble for doing something, fugitive also, that you weren't even there. You weren't even there. And so that's like a big fear. And you would think, okay, that's not going to happen in this day and age because we have facial recognition software, we have all sorts of technology now that it won't happen. Well, I guess it did. There's an 18-year-old suing Apple for $1 billion, claiming he was falsely arrested and charged for a series of thefts due to Apple's facial recognition software. His name is Usman Ba, and he was arrested in New York in November and charged from stealing from Apple stores in Manhattan, Boston, New Jersey, and Delaware. But the photo included with the arrest warrant showed a man that looked nothing like the college student. And one of the thefts in Boston had occurred on the same day that Ba was in Manhattan for his senior prom. Now, Ba had previously lost a learner's permit. It had his name, his address, other personal information, but it did not include a photo. The permit also stated that it was not meant for identification purposes. Now, he thinks the thief found it or stole it, and then used it as his own identification in Apple stores. Now, I guess the first sign of theft happened where $1,200 worth of products was stolen from an Apple store in Boston on May 31st, 2018. The thief had stolen from Apple stores in Manhattan, New Jersey, and Delaware, but it was all being tracked by the company's software. Ba said he only learned about the thefts when he received a Boston Municipal Court summons in June. And then he was arrested by the New York Police Department on November 29th. Now, the NYPD detective who was assigned to the case examined surveillance footage from the Manhattan store and found that the suspect looked nothing like Ba. The detective found that Apple security technology identified suspects of theft using facial recognition technology, according to the lawsuit. He suspected that the thief had presented Ba's learner's permit as identification during one of the multiple thefts against Apple. Now, Ba said he was forced to respond to multiple false allegations. It led to severe stress and hardship and left him feeling humiliated, afraid, and deeply concerned. I mean, he's got a lawsuit. I don't know if he's got a $1 billion lawsuit, but he sure has a lawsuit. He says Apple's use of facial recognition software in its stores to track individuals suspected of theft is the type of Orwellian surveillance, you know, 1984, that consumes fear, particularly as it can be assumed that the majority of consumers are not aware that their faces are being secretly analyzed. Now, they say charges against Bob have been dropped in every state except Jersey. Apparently in Jersey, his case is still pending. Now, Apple told DailyMail.com that it cannot comment on legal matters and does not use facial recognition technology in its stores. Okay, so here's the thing. I, having had my own business and having staff steal, luckily not to the degree that other doctors, a lot of doctors, they've been embezzled, we were very, very lucky. But yeah,
you know, staff would steal supplies. They stole flu shots. They stole the Versed. They stole, you know, so we just had to keep limiting what we had. We just, you know, no controlled substances, no flu shots, no, I mean, we just started to limit the stuff we had. Limit the cash on hand, you know. And so, originally, when thefts in doctor's offices were high, we had a, you know, a camera system. And I told the staff, guys, there's no hidden cameras, but here are the cameras, okay? You know, on the things that we're, you know, concerned about that could get stolen. So just in case you guys have to adjust a bra strap or whatever, the cameras here, don't do it on the camera, all right? You know, there's a private area for you guys to adjust. You know, because every now and then, you know, things start working their ways up certain crevices, and I got to kind of fix and adjust. And I feel like Walmart and Target see me do that all the time. You know, you'll go into an aisle, and you're like, let me fix my bra or whatever. You know, it stinks because there's cameras everywhere there. But I would let them know, you know, so they have privacy. I'd like, you know, do that. You know, these are where the cameras are, so just in case you guys forget, it's on camera. And I don't want anybody seeing that. And so, you know, I wonder if certain employers could be in trouble where if there's a camera and somebody, you know, adjusts something or, you know, changes their clothes or whatever, and then, you know, there's that footage of that. I wonder if that gets employers in trouble. But I think employers have every right to have every right to, if they have a business, have the sort of surveillance if they're stolen from. But like I said, I would let the staff know where the surveillance is. And I think they have every right. So Apple, you know, not wanting their stuff stolen and having a means to track it, I think they have a right. But then you have a right to know that they're doing that. And that if every time you walk into an Apple store, you're being sized up and recorded, you have a right to know that. Now, I would just tell you guys, expect every place you go to be watched and recorded. Expect that you're always on camera. I mean, we have satellites watching you get in and out of your car. You know, they can figure out now with heat sensors what's going on in your house. I mean, it, you know, just assume you're always being watched. But it does freak me out that, you know, somebody could steal your identity and then you'd be in trouble. See, I'm wondering if he's also suing because he didn't get into colleges or whatever, or, you know. So, scary stuff. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of fascinating. They say there's voice analysis software that may help diagnose PTSD in veterans. Based on a veteran's speech, this voice analysis software could maybe pick up if a veteran has post-traumatic stress disorder. As we know, our veterans are plagued with a lot, and I do not feel they get 1,000th the attention they need and the medical care they deserve. And so I'm kind of excited that they're studying this. They say doctors have long understood that people with psychiatric disorders may speak differently than individuals who do not have mental health problems. Okay, stop calling post-traumatic stress disorder a psychiatric disorder. I get how there's this stigma attached with a psychiatric disorder. And so when you hear it worded like that, they're not trying to use the stigma. They're trying to say, well, you know, it's a mental health disorder, so it's under psychiatric. But post-traumatic stress disorder is like a disease, just like diabetes, just like high blood pressure, and you have manifestations, psychological manifestations and medical manifestations. And maybe they should call it a psychological disease versus like a psychiatric disorder. But we're not going to win unless they get rid of the stigma eventually, and I'm not sure how that's going to happen. They say some previous research points to the potential for distinct speech patterns among people with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's been unclear whether depression that often accompanies PTSD might explain the unique voice characteristics. So in the current study, voice analysis software detected which veterans had PTSD and which ones did not with about 89% accuracy. Now, they said if you had post-traumatic stress disorder, you talked more slowly. There was slower tongue movement, more monotonous with fewer bursts of vocalization, less animated, less energetic, longer hesitations, and a flatter tone. That's according to lead study author Dr. Charles Marmer, chair of psychiatry at NYU School of Medicine in New York City. So they're looking at not so much the anxiety aspect of PTSD, but the depression aspect. So if you're depressed, you know, you're like, you know, somebody's like, you know, so what are you doing this Saturday?
I don't know. Not much.
See?
Kind of monotone, slow, long pauses, longer hesitations. Whereas, oh my gosh, well, I want to go see Endgame, and I'm going to see a movie, and we're going to have a party, and we're going to, okay, you see, a lot more inflection, you know, inflections. However, somebody with PTSD, I think, can have the opposite.
You know, can you come over this weekend? Why? What do you need? Why?
You know, anxiety is a little different. Not a lot of hesitation between sounds.
It's very interesting, speech and moods.
I mean, when I have a variety of different moods, okay? So when I'm, let's say, mad at my husband, and I get mad at him, you know, fairly, I shouldn't say fairly frequent. Honestly, he hasn't ticked me off in a while, so we're doing pretty good. I've ticked him off, but it's been pretty good. He's a good boy. He's my baby, does he? Anyway, if I get mad at him, I have two different voices. One is I get really, really quiet. And he's like, well, can you do that for me? Fine. And I go really low. When my voice goes low, he knows there's, the kids too. If my voice goes low, like what's going on? They know I'm getting mad. Or I'll growl with the kids. You know, did you eat vegetables? No, Mom. All I had was, you know, a burger for lunch. You know, I'll growl, but I growl low. Now, the other thing I do when I'm mad at my husband is I will sometimes be very anxious. So, like, if I'm in the middle of something and he's bugging me about something, like, what's going on? What are you trying to tell me? What? I'm busy. Can you bug me about this later? Really? Why do we have to go again? We got to see them again? Okay, and so we'll sometimes do the opposite, where I inflect like crazy. I'll go high with my voice, right? And I'll speak quickly, and so he can't get a word in edgewise. So I think both things happen at the same time. And then with the kids, when I scream at the kids, what the hell? Oh, I inflect like crazy. You know, like, okay, like I may step on somebody's underwear that's not, you know, completely clean. Right? You know, like, what the hell is this doing on the floor? This is supposed to go in the washer. I have to step on it now and I have it in my feet. Like, hey, you notice how high I got? I hit three different octaves. What? Like, okay, Mom's about to lose it. I'm not about to lose it. I am stepping in. Why am I stepping in on your underwear? Can somebody explain to me? And you know, I will be basically sing a whole opera when I'm mad. But it's both. But when I'm really, really, really mad, my voice goes low. I don't mess with me. That's the testosterone boiling. Okay, so what did the researchers do? This is interesting. Researchers recorded hour-long interviews based on questions often asked by clinicians to diagnose post-traumatic stress disorder. So they interviewed 53 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, Iraq, well, the wars, obviously, with post-traumatic stress disorder related to their service, as well as 78 veterans without the disease. Then they fed the recordings into voice analysis software developed by Stanford Research Institute International. They were the designers of the Siri app. I don't do well with Siri. Siri doesn't understand everything I say. I'm like, hey, Siri, call Corey. We have five Corys. Curry? No, that's a restaurant. Curry. No, I don't want the... No. So I don't really use Siri that much. And anyway, they yielded a total of 40,526 speech-based features captured in short spurts of talk. The software linked patterns of specific voice features with PTSD, including less clear speech, a lifeless metallic tone, both of which had been reported anecdotally as helpful in diagnosis. So anecdotally is like when you don't have scientific evidence. But people report it, and there might be science and evidence behind it. It just hasn't been studied. So the study was small, and it didn't explore the mechanisms behind the post-traumatic stress disorder, but the theory is that traumatic events change brain circuits that process emotion and muscle tone that affect a person's voice. The study was small, doesn't necessarily prove how PTSD directly causes changes in vocal patterns. It's also possible that results might be different for people who experience trauma unrelated to military service, like sexual assault or natural disaster. So they say other warning signs of PTSD may be easier for family members to spot, like poor sleep, paranoia, irritability, reporting nightmares, flashbacks, if they appear socially withdrawn or depressed. So PTSD is something that unfortunately plagues far too many people. And anything could, car accidents, rapes, fires, even being fired. I've seen people that have lost their job and they aren't themselves. And anything that is traumatizing, true, losing a job, you know, is not as traumatic as you being involved in a war. But the effects can be very similar in the brain. And I bet a lot of you guys have had some sort of post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, I've been in, I don't know how many car accidents, been assaulted, I've, you know, been through stuff, and there'll be little things that remind me, and I'll just panic a little bit. And then I'm like, it's okay, it's not going to happen again. And then you move on. But for some people, it isn't that simple. And the more severe the trauma they had, the harder it is. And loved ones, you know, being patient is so important. And being able to recognize it and, you know, helping them get some help. And depression is probably one of the biggest comorbidities that happen with post-traumatic stress disorder. But, you know, it needs to be looked upon as like a disease that needs treatment and constant care. The problem with psychiatric disorders, per se, is you get diagnosed with it and they go, okay, well, you know, they're bipolar, or they're schizophrenic, or they're ADHD. Move on. No. With diabetes, when you're diagnosed with diabetes, you don't move on. You get treated and you're constantly working at it. Same thing with post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, or anxiety. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says President Trump is not going to release his tax returns.
Look, as I understand it, the president's pretty clear. Once he's out of audit, he'll think about doing it, but he's not inclined to do so at this time. He turned over hundreds of pages of a financial disclosure form during the campaign. Everyone knows he's a very successful billionaire. He's had a lot of success in the business world, but people see what he's been able to accomplish.
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News. Now, House Democrats have gave the IRS until 5 p.m. Eastern time to hand over the president's tax returns.
Today's suit enables us to make sure that those consequences are decided in a court of law, not on a cable news network, not in an interview on a TV station.
Attorney Greg Kula is saying why the Osandario brothers are suing actor Jussie Smollett for defamation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Tesla CEO Elon Musk says that Tesla will let robots take the wheel in 2020. I am not liking that a bit. I've seen Terminator 2. Not a fan. Not a fan. In fact, I'm a little scared. They expect to start converting the company's electric cars into fully self-driving vehicles next year as part of an audacious plan to create a network of robotic taxis to compete against Uber and other ride-hailing services. Have you guys driven a driverless Uber yet? I haven't. I didn't think they were out there to the degree that they're making it to be. I mean, everybody's like trying to beat Uber in terms of these driverless cars, but I thought that there was a halt after that woman got killed. I don't know if it was a Google car or an Uber car. I don't know. You also got Google. We got Google and Google. Okay, you know what? I see a company. I see a new company there. I call it Google, where your Google is Ubered to you. Anyway, they say the vision sketched out Monday during an event at Tesla's Silicon Valley headquarters requires several leaps of faith, something that the zealous investors and consumers who view Musk as a technological genius often are willing to take. But they say self-driving car experts fear that Musk is shirking public safety, shirking with a K, in an effort to boost Tesla's stock and sell more of the company's electric cars. This amid lingering questions about whether the 15-year-old automaker can consistently make money. Apparently, Raj Kumar, an electrical and computer engineering professor at Carnegie Mellon, says it sounds like a pipe dream that he's selling people. I think it's basically overpromising, which is typical of Elon Musk. And so that's a problem I have, where stocks go up every time the CEO makes a comment. And, like, you know, we've seen, but remember with that Alzheimer's drug? The company came out saying, guys, we got through the scariest part of the study, we're doing good. And then all of a sudden, a week later, it pulls out. And you're like, wait a second, did they do that on purpose? So they got stock money, and then they could sell the stock? I don't know if that's legal. I don't know if you're allowed to do that as a company. Make an announcement to drive up the stock, then sell it right before the truth hits. That's got to be illegal. I don't know much about stocks. Stocks confuse me. That movie Trading Places years ago, love Trading Places, I still don't get it. Still don't understand what was going on with the crop report and all that. I don't get that. So, they say to prove his skeptics wrong, Elon Musk is going to have to persuade regulators of Tesla's technology for transforming potentially hundreds of thousands of electric cars into self-driving vehicles will produce robots that are safer and more reliable than humans. And really, by 2020? And they say that, according to the San Diego Union Tribune, Musk will have to correct in his bet that Tesla has come up with a better way to produce self-driving cars than virtually every other. And apparently there's 60 companies working on this. Did you guys know that? There's 60 different companies working on self-driving cars. This is where the money's going to be. And I don't know where the demand is, though. I do not want something else taking control of my car. See, I love driving. I've always loved driving. Now, true, I don't like traffic. So if I was in New York, if I was in L.A., yeah, it's nice to have somebody else at the wheel. But I just, and I'm not a control freak. No, I don't mind somebody driving me. But I just love being behind the wheel. I've always loved cars. So I wouldn't purchase a self-driving car. I wouldn't purchase one because I want to drive. I also love stick shift. You know, the manual. It kills me that our cars are automatic, but, I mean, I want my kids to learn how to drive a stick. It's phenomenal. So, you know, there's this push. The one thing you guys have to see, what's going to happen is it doesn't look like it's overnight, but once the technology is there, and once there's proof that automation is safe and reliable, it's going to explode. You know, one thing you guys aren't really made aware of is all the automation replacements that's already going on in the country. I mean, we know that people have been losing their jobs, you know, but since the economy is doing so well and unemployment is down, we're just not realizing that these shifts are already happening. Almost every CEO, almost every company has put attention on what they could do to automate certain things in their industry. And you know how the recession all of a sudden just hit us out of the blue and, you know, all the news? I remember end of 2008, early 2009, I remember watching the news, And they were like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're in a recession. I'm like, are we? We're in a recession. And all of a sudden, overnight, boom, people started losing their jobs in droves in my city. And it was like 1 week. It went from nothing to 1 week. All of a sudden, everybody, you're like, what the hell is going on? And that's what's going to happen later with automation. And with these self-driving cars, it seems like it's linear and, you know, it's slowly going down a path. It's going to be exponential. And what worries me is as an economy or as a medical system or anything else, we're not ready for it. You know, in life, things do better when it's gradual, slow, and you can acclimate. You know, like, have any of you guys ever gotten altitude sickness? You get altitude sickness because your body doesn't have enough time to acclimate. If you slow down your climb on the mountain, you acclimate better. But now, I mean, I could fly from Vegas to New York and be there in 4.5 hours. I could be in a different environment. I could be in a different time zone. So what ends up happening? Well, we get jet lag. Yet if I walked, right, if this was caveman days, and I walked from Las Vegas to New York, by the time I got to New York, I would be pretty fine with their time change. Because my body acclimated. Well, the economy has to have an acclimation also. So when things happen abruptly, which is why I'm against bills, you know, these big monster bills and not these little, you know, baby one-line bills. Whenever you do something too huge, there's not a chance to acclimate. That was the problem with healthcare. You know, banning an insurance company from blocking pre-existing conditions, fantastic idea. But it has a lot of ramifications. That should have been by itself. Let us throw that boulder into the pond and let us deal with the ripples. But instead, there was so much other crap thrown into the pond. Mandates and, all this other stuff that we didn't get to acclimate. And we still haven't. And now we have huge insurance premiums and insurance prices, and most of us don't use our health insurance. I still don't. I got a lot of things I need to do. I'm just not doing it because my deductible's too high. Well, same thing with automation. All right? Once companies have something that could replace hundreds of workers, that technology is going to then be introduced in tons of fields. Within the same month or a quarter, and it's going to be a disaster, and I don't know how to warn people. Again, I'm a doctor. Okay, my show talks about everything, but I usually talk about the health side of things. Well, to me, losing your job is unhealthy, and so you, as a person, if you foresee that any of this technology that we're going to have in cars can also be translated to something that could be in your job, then you might want to start looking at the writing on the wall. You might want to, if you're looking for a field, go into the field of robotics or computer science or whatever. Because we will need man to still figure out what's going on with these machines. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, we are bad to the bone. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, computers are bad. You know, for years we were telling people that you're gaining weight because you're a couch potato. because you're sitting on the couch watching TV. Well, I'm looking at my kids, and I'm looking at a lot of people, and we rarely watch TV. I mean, you know, we'll watch Game of Thrones, okay? We watch Vikings, and, I mean, we'll watch Billions and Stranger Things, and, you know, we'll watch some shows. Maybe not binge watch, you know. Better Call Saul, we saw the whole Breaking Bad thing, that kind of stuff. But the most of my sitting is by the computer. Same thing with the kids. They watch YouTube, they watch videos, Key and Peele, all sorts of fun stuff. So now a study comes out, saying computers are to blame for the increase in U.S. sitting time. Not TV. They say time spent watching TV and videos have remained consistently high in the U.S. over the past 15 years, but time sitting at a computer has increased dramatically. Leisure time computer use increased between 4.8% and 38% for various age groups between 2001 to 2016, according to Yin Cao, senior author of the new study and an assistant professor of surgery at Washington U. Overall, up to 43% of the U.S. population used a computer for 2 or more hours a day, and up to 25% used a computer for 3 or more hours each day in 2016. The result of these increases? Teens spend 8.2 hours a day sitting, while adults sat for 6.4 hours a day. Okay, I think that's really underestimating because a lot of us work. I mean, my computer, I do radio, I do telemedine, so my tushy's sitting. I get up a lot to walk. I still try to get over 10,000 steps a day minimum, but it's not as much as I need to. Still try to work out twice a day. And then kids at school, of course, they're sitting for long periods of time. But they say both groups saw a one-hour increase over the decade ending in 2016. So we're sitting more and more. And if you sit, you're at higher risk of obesity, cardiovascular disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes, and overall mortality. So the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services stepped in last year with their physical activity guidelines. And, you know, basically they want us to get off our tushies. And one study came out saying if we get up and exercise, even if it's light, for 20 minutes a day, that could reverse some of the damage from sitting. And, you know, when you think back, you know, because of caveman days, you're like, well, wait a second, you know, people sat in caveman days. Well, yeah, but they got up a lot. They got up to chase the baby. They got up to potty. They got up to hunt and gather and, you know, and prepare food. So they didn't really sit for hours watching a movie or watching videos or working at a computer. So how much do Americans sit? So Dr. Cao and co-authors looked at data from the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey on 51,000 people, 10,000 children, 9,600 teens, and 31,000 adults. And they looked at it through about 15 years, 2001 to 2016. And up to 65% of the population reported watching TV for at least 2 hours a day. They say this is quite high and has been overall stable the last 15 years. And just 43% of children reported using a computer for 1 hour per day or more. Now, the numbers, I don't even like these numbers. I think the numbers go, the numbers are even higher than this. So we sit too much. Now, a lot of you guys are like, look, I'm a truck driver. I have to sit. I know. Some of you guys you do telesomething. You're on a computer. I do telemedicine also. I'm on a computer. Now, you could do these stand-up desks. I have a stand-up desk. So you could stand so you aren't always sitting. I think that's fine. But if you stand for 8 hours, there was a study last year that said those that stand for 8 hours, I got a front desk, they aren't any better off health-wise. So the key is every hour you need to get up and move around for a few minutes and walk around. You need to. Now, the one thing I'm noticing is ever since we have these Apple Watches and these Fitbits or whatever, people don't seem to look at you funny when you walk around. So, like, let's say, you know, my husband and I, we travel a lot. You know, so if we take out a hotel, small hotel, and there's a long hallway, I'll just start walking and adding my steps. Now, I would pass by people in the hallway, and I'm like, just get my steps in. They're like, oh, okay, good. As opposed to thinking I'm doing anything fishy or whatever. And whenever somebody kind of walks then into the hall or opens their door, I'll, like, look at my watch so it looks like I'm you know, looking at my miles or whatever. But I'm noticing people are less freaky or antsy about you know, walking and exercise. Well, same thing in your office. Walk around and do your steps. go up and down the stairs, walk around, and employers need to make that look okay. Now, the problem is, I mean, you know, having had staff myself, and I loved my staff, but you'd have somebody that would just screw around. And people do screw around. And so if you're supposed to be at your desk working and you're getting up and walking around, that doesn't really fly. But if you have scheduled walk times and you set that up with your employer or manager, say, look, I don't want to get a blood clot. I don't want to get cancer, so I need to walk for 5 minutes every hour. And I could use that to end up comprising my break. Maybe do that. Now, most people are allowed a 15 to 20 minute break every 4 hour shift. So your boss may say, you know what, just do that on your break. Well, then fine, you'll have to do that on your break. But the key is every hour you need to stand up, you need to stretch, you need to move a little bit. Now, more news. They say skipping breakfast, eating late dinners, could be deadly for heart attack survivors. Remember I told you guys, those of you that skip breakfast are more prone to diabetes? You know, people say, well, I don't eat that much. I only eat like 2 meals a day. Well, that's the problem. You're eating 2 big meals a day. You need to eat little baby bits and let your body kind of get used to, you know, the food. Or get used to you're getting a little bit of food and burning it off. Well, they say those who skip breakfast and eat late dinners have 4 to 5 times higher chance of an early death, another heart attack, angina, which is chest pain, within 30 days after hospital discharge from a heart attack. That's according to a study published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. They say to come to the conclusion, researchers focused on those who had suffered from a particularly serious heart attack known as an ST elevation, a STEMI, MI. And according to a study, researchers then asked 113 participants, 73% of men, who average age was about 60, and they asked their eating habits. And skipping breakfast meant nothing to eat before noon. Although coffee and water is still okay. So people would only have their coffee, but eat nothing before noon, were counted as skipping breakfast. And if they did that at least 3 times a week, they would be considered a breakfast skipper. A late dinner was defined as eating a meal within 2 hours before going to bed at least 3 times a week. So if a lot of you guys are in bed by 9, but you don't eat till 7, that's considered a late dinner. As opposed to eating, you know, 10 p.m. and then going to bed at 3 in the morning. So I usually like 5 hours difference between dinner and going to bed. So I like to eat at 5. I'm in bed by 10. For those of you who are diabetic, you might need to have a snack before you go to bed. And in the end, researchers conclude that nearly 60% of participants skip breakfast, 50% were late-night dinners, 41% adhered to both eating habits. So they both skipped breakfast and ate late dinner. And they appear to be at higher risk of a heart attack after their first heart attack. Now, this doesn't just have to involve people and their heart history. It could be those who are diabetic. It could involve a lot of unfortunate groups. But we really do eat wrong. I keep bringing up caveman days because that's how our bodies are designed. All right? You know, and society is changing. I bring up caveman days because once society and machines and automation and computers came into play, things changed. When you go back to caveman days, you would eat when you were hungry. You would, yeah, there might be a feast, there might be a celebratory thing, but if you were hunting and gathering and you were hungry, you would just grab something to put in your mouth. You wouldn't starve yourself and wait until a certain time. And a lot of you guys are like, but I'm not hungry in the morning. Well, then you eat a big load meal. Body doesn't like that. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs.
After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.